Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a calm day across Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Expect a warm afternoon in Haifa. Meanwhile, the Negev Desert will see plenty of sunshine. For those in Eilat, temperatures will remain pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, two IDF soldiers have been killed in southern Lebanon as fighting against Hezbollah continues. This is according to the Times of Israel, reported 2 hours ago. Also, IDF soldiers captor Shahar Gamla and Sagan Ohad Yari were killed in separate incidents in Lebanon. This news comes from Ynet 4 hours ago. Also this hour, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel. This was reported by Forward earlier today. Separately, CNN reports that Israeli commandos operated to Iran's north in Azerbaijan. This news was shared by JNS 6 hours ago. And finally, a soldier was filmed assaulting Palestinians during clashes in Huwara. This story was covered by I-24 News 9 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Adam Louis Klein, a commentator, posted 33 minutes ago about the need to confront the issues surrounding genocide, libel, and anti-Zionist sentiments, which he calls a form of collective psychosis. Mark Dubowitz, an analyst, also 33 minutes ago, emphasized keeping the regime's frozen assets away from them and using them to compensate terrorism victims. Dan Linnaeus, a commentator writing 34 minutes ago, stated there is no greater American threat to its enemies than Israel. Let's go deeper. Starting with the tragic news from southern Lebanon, two IDF soldiers, Captain Shahar Gamla and Sayant Ohad Yari, lost their lives in separate incidents. The Times of Israel reports that Captain Ogamla was severely hurt by a drone attack and later succumbed to his injuries. Sayant Yari's death remains under investigation. This highlights the ongoing tension and danger faced by Israeli forces in the region. Turning to the ceasefire talks, Hezbollah has turned down a ceasefire deal brokered by the United States. Forward reports that the rejection could complicate peace efforts between Lebanon and Israel. This refusal underscores the persistent challenges in achieving stability in the region. Meanwhile, CNN reveals that Israeli commandos have been operating in Azerbaijan, purportedly to counter Iranian threats. JNS highlights these covert operations as part of a wider military strategy. This action reflects Israel's proactive stance in dealing with regional threats. On the economic front, first, Aleph Farms, an Israeli food tech company, is cutting jobs and shifting to outsourcing. Ketek reports that the cultivated meat industry is struggling to prove its commercial viability. Separately, Israel's defense exports have reached a new record. Globes reports that despite the ongoing war, exports grew by 30% last year. And finally, the Israeli government is set to approve a massive emergency plan for the north, while a business reports that 6 billion shekels will be injected into the region to address pressing needs. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.